in the woods.
This is 90.7 FM WGXC Hudson Catskill, the station that everyone loves.
Welcome to the video rental store in your mind.
Looking for something to watch, but feeling overwhelmed by all the options?
Feeling unsatisfied with all the boring, restrictive categories like romance and drama? Or horror?
Tune in to Dim the Lights with Jenny and Amanda every second and fourth Tuesday at 7 p.m. and get turned on to movie genres like eco-horror,
unsettling kids movies,
alien boyfriends,
creepy therapy.
Start listening so you can start watching today.
Aquí tenemos un anuncio del Movimiento Santuario del Condado de Colombia, si usted encuentra a un agente de ICE. En nuestra comunidad, el conocimiento es poder, y por eso hablamos de sus derechos. No tienes que abrir la puerta y tienes el derecho a guardar silencio, a no firmar documentos, y en Nueva York puedes grabar una interacción con las autoridades. Si un agente llega con una orden, debe de estar firmada por un juez para que sea válida. En público, mantén la calma, no corras y nunca mientas ni muestres documentos falsos. Si te detienen, no firmes nada sin un abogado presente. ICE puede usar tus palabras en tu contra, así que guarde silencio y pida ayuda legal.
Thank you. You are listening to The Conduction Series, produced for WGXC 90.7 FM in New York's Upper Hudson Valley. We produce this show live on the first Friday of every month as a collaboration among artists spread out across the Americas. For today's episode, that we are calling The Spiral, we have Virginia Mantinian, Betsy Biggs, Jimmy Garver, Peter Kortmanch, and myself, August Black. Please enjoy. And I should add, we also have Frau Professor Anna Friss. Once upon a time, there was a meeting of all spirals known to exist. They gathered together in various shapes and sizes, each a bit different from the other, but also each carrying the same underlying structure. The first to arrive was the fingerprint. Almost invisible, and just an impression of past touch. One of its 8 famous patterns is known as a whorl. It is a pattern of ridges that form circular or spiral shapes, and is the 2nd most common fingerprint pattern, and comes with a single core and 2 deltas. And the fingerprint whispered, "I am 3 millimeters of ridge and valley. I'm the smallest identity in the cosmos. The spiral that fits on a thumb's tip. Yet no 2 of me have ever been alike in all of history. I am proof that infinity can live in the infinitesimal." And in this meeting of the spirals, the DNA uncoiled gracefully beside the fingerprint, her double helix catching the light, and then she said, "You speak of millimeters, but I measure in nanometers, 10 billionths of a meter. I am the spiral so small that light itself is too clumsy to see me properly. Yet with my turns, I carry libraries of information that built every living thing that ever bore a fingerprint.
Thank you.
this meeting of the spirals, that some call the Spiral Council, came the inner ear, and it presented its cochlea, small as a pea, and with wounded chambers. And the cochlea said to the DNA, "But I give those living things their music. I'm barely 2.5 turns, smaller than a child's fingernail. Yet I transform the invisible waves of sound into the electricity of understanding. Every symphony, every whisper, every word of love must pass through my spiral chambers to be understood." At the Spiral Council, sitting right next to the cochlea, was an orb weaver spider who descended on her silk with her web glinting in spirals. and it said, "My orb spans perhaps a foot across, renewed each dawn. My web is the spiral made conscious, a very intentional geometry. While your spirals are formed by natural chemistry or physics, I choose my spiral, calculate each radius. Each sticky strand is a decision I made in the darkness before you wake at dawn." Next to the spider sat a young fern frond, who unfurled slowly, still tight in her fiddlehead curl. And she said softly, "I am potential becoming actual. A few inches now, but I contain the memory of ancient forests. My spiral follows the same angle as galaxies, but I perform this mathematical dance in the space of a season, in the shade of a forest floor."
Lying down, stretch out on your sofa or bed.
The sunflower greeted the fern frond, turned her great face toward the light as a spiral of spirals. and the sunflower said, I am efficiency made beautiful at the scale of a dinner plate. My seeds arrange themselves at exactly 137.5 degrees, the golden angle, because this packs the most life into the least space. 34 spirals one way, 55 the other, always Fibonacci, and always perfect.
Comfortably relaxed. Extend your legs, uncrossed. Separate your hands and relax them at your sides. Close your eyes and keep them closed. Listen to my voice. You will hear my voice at all times. You will be completely unconcerned as to whether or not you hear other voices or other sounds. You are going to feel a very pleasant feeling of relaxation. It's starting at the tips of your toes and slowly creeping up through your feet into your legs. It's a very pleasant feeling of relaxation. A very pleasant feeling of relaxation.
But I shall not sleep.
It's a very
then the horn of the ram struck the ground at the fern frond and said, I grow across years, not seasons. Each chamber of my curl, sealed and abandoned, is its own fortress of calcium, carbonate spiraling outward, getting ever wider but never unwinding. I am time you can hold in your hands, decades in a spiral that you can carry. But then along came the whirlpool and laughed at the ram. Said, carry? I am too dynamic to carry. I'm 6 feet across, but I am the spiral that demonstrates how energy organizes itself. Watch water drain from any basin, and you'll see my shape emerge. The universe cannot help but spiral when flow meets resistance. And then finally, the tornado and the hurricane arrived at the same time. The tornado touched down. It was a violent gray rope between the earth and the sky, and it said, "I am the whirlpool's cousin of air, but I stretch hundreds of feet tall. I am the spiral of mediation, pressure made visible, the atmosphere's way of moving heat from where it's not wanted to where it's needed. I last minutes or hours, but I reshape the land for generations." And to that chimed in the hurricane with a massive and methodical movement. And it said, "Minutes, hours. I persist for weeks, spanning hundreds of miles. I am the spiral that you can see from space, the eye that looks back at those who watch weather. My arms are cloud rivers. My rotation is the planet's own breath. I am so large that I create my own weather systems within my weather system." Finally, the galaxy itself appeared, vast and patient, arms sweeping outward in magnificent arcs spanning 100,000 light years. "I am billions of stars," it said, "all in spiral formation, Each star perhaps carrying planets. Each planet perhaps carrying hurricanes. Each hurricane containing tornadoes, whirlpools, organisms with DNA, creatures with fingerprints. I am the spiral that contains all other spirals. The dance of gravity and time across distances that light takes millennia to cross. That statement by the galaxy, the entire group fell silent, and in that silence they recognized the truth of their ordering, from the invisible to the incomprehensible, from nanometers to light years, each carrying the same essential pattern. And with that the galaxy slowly rotated, and as it did, all the smaller spirals felt themselves rotating too, the hurricane around its eye, the tornado in its funnel, the whirlpool in its drain, the ram's horn in its growth, the sunflower following the sun, the fern unfurling, and the spider spinning, the cochlea resonating, the DNA twisting, and even the tiny fingerprint seemed to whirl in response. And with that recognition, they dissolved back into their vastly different scales. But the pattern persisted, perfect and eternal, from the whirl on a fingertip to the arms of a galaxy. The same beautiful form repeated across 40 orders of magnitude. Proof that the spiral is not just a shape, but a verb. It's the universe in the act of becoming itself.
Thank you. Thank you.